Okay, we're recording, so you can just state your name and place of residence for the record.
Okay, thank you, Julie. My name is Chantal Dialquaz, and I live here in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm a CEA, Chugach Electric Association ratepayer. Before I talk about the proposal, I just want to start by saying that I think the structure of these meetings is very disappointing. We started with a presentation by a contractor who works for the owners group, without any opportunity for other perspectives or rebuttal, even from the native village. And now, the public separated for their submission of testimony so that they can't hear what each other is saying. And I fear that the format was deliberately designed to obscure the growing consensus that the restoration plan presented today is at best insufficient and at worst unjust. So, to get to the matter at hand outside of the meeting format, I'd like to express my disappointment about the quote-unquote, I'll just call it the AWU portal option, and conversely, my passionate support for the community alternative, specifically complete dam removal once other sources of renewable energy have been secured. For years now, my own utility, Chugach Electric Association, has been disappointingly reluctant to add renewable energy to the grid. Now, it is using the loss of a relatively small amount of renewable power, approximately 3% of its total production, I'm told, and subsequent rate hikes as its rationale for this inadequate plan. I believe that pitting salmon against renewable energy is a false choice that we don't have to make, and I believe that no amount of money saved or costs avoided can justify perpetuating the shameful legacy of colonization. Unlike the AWU portal plan, the community alternative would create a continuous flow of water from the lake to the ocean for the restoration of all 5 species of salmon, as well as for the fish to return to the miles and miles of tributaries above the lake. We have a very generous commitment from the nonprofit groups to remove the dam so that the ratepayers and taxpayers will not have to bear the cost of dam removal. And most importantly, we have a historic opportunity to restore salmon and to right a wrong that the Aklutna people have now borne for generations. I sincerely hope that the powers that be come to their senses so that we won't squander the opportunity. Thanks for the time.